all over Canada, indeed throughout North America, and in many other countries, the call is more food gardening. Hi, I'm Mark Drysdale, and I'll have more in a moment.
You are listening to PesticideTruths.com.
Last week at this time, I began talking about tomato plants. As mentioned then, if you don't have your plants started from seed by now, it's too late, and you'll have to depend on buying your favorite varieties from a garden center or nursery. But don't buy them too early. It will not be time to plant them out in your garden until the weather stays consistently warm, that is, not dipping below 10 degrees Celsius, 50 Fahrenheit. If there is doubt, be on the safe side and put off your planting until the following week. Even planting in the second week of June will mean tomato fruit sooner than if you planted 2 weeks earlier and subjected the plants to cool temperatures. You must consider where to plant your tomatoes. The first rule here is that it has to be sunny, as much sun as possible, at least 7 hours a day. The second rule is not to plant tomato plants in the same area as they were planted in the previous 3 years. Try to find at least 3 garden areas, at least a meter from the other areas, where you can plant tomatoes and move them around each year. This is important in the prevention of diseases and problems such as preventable, notorious blossom end rot. In the first few days after planting, you may encounter some plants apparently cut off very close to ground level at night. This is the tomato cutworm, and you can prevent this disappointing damage by taking pieces of thin cardboard about 30 by 10 centimeters and curving each in a circle around the plants right after planting. Push them into the ground and the plants will be protected. Simple. I'm Art Drysdale.